Today we are going to get practical and we're going to talk about how to simplify our life and live intentionally. I talk about being intentional in everything we do often. It has become somewhat of a mantra in my life. It's the filter in which I make decisions, in which I just choose my day-to-day happenings based around intentionality. I believe being a person of intentionality means that everything you do is done with clear purpose and clear focus. When I started the journey of living intentionally a few years ago, I realized the importance of setting boundaries of my time. There are only so many hours in a day, and in order to be intentional in the areas that really matter most, I had to learn to say no more often. This was hard for me. I'm a people pleaser. I want to say yes. My natural proclivity is to say yes. Part of it is not wanting to let anybody down. So I would say yes without actually thinking through the consequences of my yes on how they would affect my family and the domino effect that would come with it. It's not often easy to say no, especially when things seem exciting or they could be a really great opportunity. We'll get into more of that in a little bit, but first, let's talk about how we know what to be intentional about. This is going to look different for each person, and it's going to evolve and change throughout the years. What was important to me in my 20s looks very different than what is important to me now in my 40s. As you think about it, the area in which to be intentional about usually focuses on your strengths and highlights the things that are most important to you. So to do this process, I would first start by praying and seek what you could give up to simplify your life. Of course, we've lived through this last year where life did get simple for seasons, as far as extracurricular things stopped. We weren't running around quite as much, but maybe you did just find extra things to fill that time in. It doesn't mean that you're just running ragged. It could be you're filling in the hours that you could be intentional with the people that you love with Netflix or whatnot. So figure out, okay, what are the areas in my life that I can simplify? So this is a simple practice. Just sit down and make a list of your top priorities. And your list might be really long, and then you can, again, kind of narrow it down even more of like, okay, this is my list of top priorities. This isn't prescriptive. It's going to look different for every person. It's not like I can share my priorities and you'll be like, yep, those are exactly my priorities too. They're going to differ. They're going to vary based on what you value most in your life. But I'm going to share mine today with you of where I'm at today. This isn't me 5 years ago. This isn't me 10 years ago. This is me today. So this isn't just a one-time priority list. Be consistent in it when you're having your quiet time, and maybe it's monthly that you reprioritize and it's like, okay, yeah, these are still the same. So for me, I'm going to run through the list and then we're going to break it down a little bit more. My priorities, as I sat down and I reflected, it's my relationship with God, my marriage, my girls, homeschooling, homemaking, friendships, health, and writing, and my podcast. So that was what rose to the top. Of course, there's other things that are involved in life, and you might have a job outside the home, whatever it might be for you. Just write down the priorities that matter most to you of importance. Once your list is done, the next step is to assess how can we be intentional in each of these areas. So this isn't about adding to your to-do list. You already have the things. You're already kind of living your life, but it's like, okay, how can I be intentional within each category? So how can I be intentional with my relationship with God, in my marriage, with my girls, homeschool, homemaking, friendships, my health, writing, podcast, so that I can make the most use out of my time within it and make it count? Because we can mail any of these areas in. You could be a stay-at-home mom. You don't work out of the house and still not be spending quality time with your kids. Right? Like we can do all these things, but we can just kind of be present. Yeah, friendships are important to me, but then am I actually present when I'm with my friends? Am I really there and pouring into their lives, allowing them to pour into my life? And so within these areas, I'm going to run through four different ways that we can see about and assess how we can be intentional in this area. So first, the important thing, have a plan. I am the worst person to say have a plan because I am not the best at following schedules. My kids will be the first to tell you that I am very good at making lists. I'm very good at marking up the calendar, making, like, even for our homeschooling day, we'll run through what the day looks like. But that is often quickly thwarted by something fun or something shiny that comes up. So I know I'm not good at making or following schedules, but I know that I actually thrive in them. I do much better when I at least have a list that's kind of layout. I am more convinced than ever that in order for me, in order for you to be intentional, we actually need a plan. Because a plan, I mean, nobody can argue that a plan isn't a good thing. For anything in life, we need a kind of a blueprint on how to do things. A plan gives us purpose. It gives us direction. So this isn't actually just about like to-do list. It's more of a guideline in order to reach the goals that you've laid out. So I try to have three clear goals for each day. So I have kind of my blueprint of the day, an overview of what I want to put in. But then I try to have three clear goals. So this can include tasks like washing the floor. I just want to accomplish one task today of washing the floor. Or it can include a connection, like I'm going to play a board game with my kids today. If nothing else, I know that I had that connection moment with my kids. So have a plan and come up with three clear goals for each day. And usually those goals will fit in to your top priorities. So we have a plan. We have the three clear goals for each day. And number two is the vision makes the decision. So by having clear goals and clear priorities in our life, it helps us to remove the fear of not doing it right or doing it the way your friends do it or the way you see other people in life. My friend Julie Richard says, the chatter doesn't matter. The vision makes the decision. See, when we have clarity on the results that we want to achieve, then we can be more intentional. So what you're going to do is you've made your list of priorities, and I want you to go back to your list and write goals beside them. Because it's not enough just to say, okay, my priorities are relationship with God, marriage, girls, homeschool. Okay, but what are the goals? Like, what is it that I want out of my marriage? What is it that I want out of homeschooling my girls? And so for me, relationship with God, that means I want to be fully dependent on Him. I want to know Him. I want to want to spend time with Him. For my marriage, and this is just point form. I just write it beside it. For my marriage, it's, I want to be best friends with my spouse. I want to like enjoy each other's time. I want to be with him and him with me. For my girls, it's teaching them about God, friendship, character, womanhood. That list just is endless to me. For homeschooling, I want to teach my girls to be lifelong learners. And if you're a homeschooling parent out there, you know that the chatter is strong within this area. I feel like I'm becoming a seasoned homeschooler. I've done it for many years now, and yet I continue to go off course when I'm not thinking about my goal of my kids being lifelong learners, because I'll see something, I'll be like, oh my goodness, I should be doing that. I should be doing it the way that those people do it, because I don't want to fail my kids. And then my kids hate school, hate learning, and don't want to be a part of it at all. And then I'm like, ah, okay, don't do that. Stay focused on your goals and your priorities. Homemaking to me is important, but what does that mean? Well, the goals within that, my number one goal is I want my home to be welcoming. I don't just clean the house because I need things in a certain way and it brings me peace to have a clean home. But you know, when you walk into that person's home, and I'm not talking about like stuff from life being around, we don't live in a museum, but you know that feeling when you walk in and you're like, okay, so I don't want to take off my shoes in here. It feels kind of gross. Kids feel that too. Like, I want my kids' friends to come over and just want to be in our home. I want it to be a welcoming home that has like this vibe. I want my family to want to be in our home and to feel like, I like it here. I want to be here. And so it hasn't mattered throughout the years. We've lived in many homes. We've rented and we've owned throughout the years. And in each home, I've treated it like my own. And so whether it's buying a $30 can of paint, we've treated it like it is our home because it is our home. So no matter the timing that we have spent in a home, I have put value in making sure that our home is in order and that people want to be there. Friendships. Meaningful relationships that value the good, the bad, and the beautiful. That's what's important to me. In my 20s, it was probably different. But now I'm approaching 40, and I want relationships that mean something. And I don't mean just like stare in each other's eyes and be all serious. I'm not that kind of person. I'm like, let's have fun. Let's be crazy together. But also, I want to be able to be raw with you and real with you and cry in front of you and tell you what I'm struggling with at this time and you not hold that against me and carry it on, but you can call me out. That's what I need in a good friend. Health. For me, this means I've put down like fit by 40. That was my goal of like, okay, I'm approaching 40 and I want to make sure that I'm the best version of myself so that I can carry myself for the next 40 years. And so for me, that means sweat every day. That's been the goal that I have set out. So whether that looks like riding on the bike, Pilates class, whatever it might be, my goal each day is to sweat. And then the last thing on my priority list was writing podcast. So again, I need goals. I can't just say, okay, writing podcast, and then that becomes clear for me. My goal is to finish the book that I'm writing by 40 and weekly podcasts that are thoughtful and meaningful. And so go back to your priorities and just write next to them, okay, what are the goals that you want to reach within them? And that's going to really help you to be intentional and to be focused within it. And then number three, number three, it's very catchy, the line, be intentional. Literally what we're talking about, be intentional. So again, it's not about adding to what we already have. It's about being intentional with the time we do have. So for example, we already have to cook dinner. Okay. There are two options that we have. The one, we can begrudgingly just throw something together, eat it, and move on with our day. Or two, if we're being intentional, and I go back to my priorities, okay, I want to be intentional with my girls, with homemaking, with my husband. Okay, I'm going to be intentional. I'm going to put on some music, our favorite Spotify playlist that we listen to while we're cooking is Nancy Meyers Kitchen, Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald. It just gets me into that vibe of like, okay, I want to be in the kitchen. Like, I feel like I often will put on an apron because it just makes me, again, it builds in my mind like, oh, you are intentional. You are going to own this. I light candles. Maybe have your child join you as you cook together. A couple weeks ago, I was making vegetable bolognese from the Jillian Harris cookbook. And oh my gosh, it's the best. But Mark was like, oh, okay. Like, he was vibing. I had the music going and he's like, can I join you? And he never really comes in the kitchen unless he's looking for food. And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. And it's a time, a lot of cutting for this recipe, but it was so enjoyable. And he just kept going like, whoa. And I heard him like tell a couple different friends. He's like, that was awesome. Like, we cooked a meal together. And I'm like, okay, okay. And that's my voice for Mark. Sorry, Mark. It was so cool. And it was like just a meaningful, it was like we were on a date, but we were just enjoyably just cooking together. Light candles on your table, have a no electronic zone, turn down the lights, whatever it might be. What I want my family to feel like when they're eating dinner is I want them to feel like it is the highlight of my day. Like, I didn't have to cook for you. I got to cook for you. And we don't always do it right. Just like, we're human beings. There's often where it's like, yeah, I'm not cooking. We can just order something in, or it's craft dinner night. But for the most part, it's going, okay, no, I'm going to be intentional with the time that I am given. And number four is prioritize the relationships that matter most to you. So don't underestimate the importance of healthy relationships. So now we're going to break it down even more by prioritizing the relationships that matter most. So for me, at the end of the day, my family is number one. Friends will come and go. We've seen friends come and go in our lives throughout the years. And what I've realized in that is that it's my family 20 years from now, 30 years from now that I want in my life. And so I am not going to choose friendships at the cost of my family. It's my family that I want to build the most relational equity with. I also, even above just family and my girls, I put the highest value on my relationship with Mark. Because I know, even though it hurts, the idea my girls are going to grow up and they're going to move on. They're going to have their own families. And yes, I'm trying to create this atmosphere that they want to come back, that they want to be in our home. And I'm trying to set up all of the, pave the way for that to happen. But they're going to be adults that will make their own decisions and may move away and may choose other things. And what I do know for certain is that Mark is the one that's going to remain. And I do not want myself looking at a stranger when all of a sudden we're empty nesters. And it's like, I don't know what to do with this. I don't know what to do with you. I don't know who you are. And so that for me, because that's a priority to me, I have clear goals set out on what I want from that. I can then be intentional. Do you see where this is? Because when we know our priorities and we have goals, then we can be intentional within that. And then above that, spending time with friends and family, that fills my bucket. My whole family, like, we love being together with one another, but we love people. We love our friends. Like, there is nothing better than laughing with friends. And my family joins in with that. Like, I want it all. I want the light shooting the breeze, laughing till like our gut hurts. And then let's call each other out on our stuff kind of friendship. My closest friends know everything about me. The good, the bad, the beautiful, the ugly. Like, and so within this, because I know that friendship and deep-rooted friendship is important to me, I also have to understand and value that I know I don't have the capacity to be all things to all people. I can be friendly with all. I can have dinners with anybody. But for me, I know that I can only give myself fully to a small amount of people at a time. So that's really important to know your capacity as well. I have a low capacity. I know that. I recognize that over the years. I've stopped comparing myself to my friends that have super high capacity. I just don't. And so what I've realized is, okay, based on my priority list, I need to make sure that I am super intentional in these three areas of people and make those count, or else I'll be spread too thin and I'm not good to anybody. Be present with the ones that you love and you're with. Be a good listener. Do things that are fun together. Laugh together. And one thing that I've really been learning over the years, I tell people very straight up, like, I'm not the best friend for you if you need constant check-in. I'm just not good at that. Funny, because I would like it. I like when my friends check in with me, but I'm not always the first to reach out unless you're in crisis. I'm not the daily check-in. I can go days without talking to a person. That's not my thing. But what I've learned over the years is how to just love on my friends. I've learned to be more communicative, which is hard on me because it's vulnerable to tell people, like, I love you. Like, I value you and you mean so much in my life. Like, I know I fail you constantly, but thank you, like, for being this constant to me. So express your love. It goes so far, and it helps to cement that relationship as well. So that's some practical ways to prioritize, to have goals, and then be able to follow through on being intentional in these areas. So this is just the start. I'm super excited to continue the conversation on how we can be intentional in the everyday moments of life, our relationship to God, marriage, motherhood, homemaking, friendships, health. Don't forget the fun and the passions that we have within our life. And so as the weeks continue, we are going to become more focused and practical in all these areas, how we can be intentional in the things that we're already doing. Again, not to add to our to-do list, but to make every moment count. So thank you so much for joining me today. And I look forward to hearing about what you've come up with your priorities and your goals. As usual, you can find me on Instagram at erin.e.clark. Thank you and have a fabulous day.